Listening to the body with Reiki. One of the first advantages one gets through Reiki is the capacity to reconnect with the body. This is a capability we are born with, but we lose it over time, having been forced by parents and doctors to eat things our body doesn't need, and not eat things that our body craves, and also to eat more or less than we need. Eventually, the body just gives up on us and stops communicating. Once we learn Reiki, however, if this is an aspect we want to develop, we can reconnect with the body at a very deep level, eventually knowing exactly what to eat or what to do to heal an existing ailment. Why connect? Human bodies have undergone millions of years of evolution, and they are very advanced machines. Left to itself, the body knows exactly what to do to heal itself. Look at animals. They seem to know what to eat when they get sick. Then why don't humans, when we consider ourselves to be superior? Because we simply aren't listening. During the initial stages of the connection, you will start becoming aware of your body's physical demands. That you need food now, water, rest, sleep, or a run. The more you listen to and follow your body's demands, the more it will speak up. Eventually, you might be able to tune in to the body part by part and release any stresses that a particular part of your body might be holding on to, thereby suddenly releasing emotional and physical blocks. How can I make this connection? What I usually recommend is to let intuition guide the daily self-healing. Many people use music with regular bells that tell them to move to the next chakra. This exercise is not going to help you connect with your body. You re-establish the connection by listening deeply first. So when you heal yourself, trust your gut feeling and move from one chakra to another when it feels right. The second thing one can do regularly is kenyokuho, the dry brushing. When you are doing this, allow yourself to feel gratitude for the wonderful body you have, and let the love flow to every cell in your body. Imagine love flowing in and flowing out of your body through your breath. A gentle awareness that you would like to connect with your body more deeply will also help. Reiki your food. Much of what you eat and drink eventually becomes you. It is important for these cells to be vibrating with the highest frequency possible. While healing the food, welcome the food into your body and request it to communicate with you freely. This step is tremendously helpful. Lastly, trust your instincts. When your body communicates with you, it is going to be as mild thoughts floating in the back of your head. Pay attention to these thoughts and follow up on them. You will get better with experience.